So my question is, can people, excuse me, will people ascend without the living water and the shoe bread?
They won't.
They won't, so they require that.
The aspect, the reason, it's not about gotta have it or die. It's called gotta have it to make the change, you see, the shift.
Okay.
Can you convert an automatic to a four speed? Yes, you can, but you got to have a clutch.
Okay. And that's,
so when we
that's
say it like that, you go, okay, yeah, you got to have a clutch. If you don't have a clutch, you can't shift between those two. Okay, so you're going to need the ICEL, which they didn't have back then. So we say shoe bread and living water, and those basins outside of the chamber to catch the water that they use for the sacrifices, for the Holy of Holies and to bring back into your power. See those basins? And then the shoe bread that was changed weekly in the temple. All three of them.
Okay.
What
Thank
was
you,
your
Ian.
Topic, Bert?
Can you ascend without the living water and the shoe bread?
Okay. And they said what?
In order to make the shift, you require the shoe bread and living water. You can, it doesn't mean that you die if you don't get it, but in order to make the shift to ascend, you require living bread living water and shoe bread.
That's what Bob has been saying for years, the bread of living water. That's what Bob's been calling. That's what you do, and you've heard it too in the dossier. That's what, instead of the files, it's going to be one big dossier. It's going to be a hell of a dossier when you get through with it, won't it? Won't it, Bart? Bart?
Yeah,
Bart. The question would be then, why are the products required?
Why are the products required then, Ion?
I'm a shoe bread yet. You don't have vaccine water yet, just yet, but it's coming.
Yeah, but why can't we ascend without the products?
You can. No, you can't. You got to have shoe bread. You got to have it.
Yeah, what's the reasoning? People ascended through all the spans of time, and they didn't have the products?
Right. Yes, they had shoe bread.
So you're saying the only people in, quote, our history who have ascended, Melchizedek, Martin Luther King, Gurdjieff, myself, Saint Germain, they all had the shoe bread. That was the factor.
They did.
Now listen to that, Bart, and everybody else, Allison, everybody, listen to that. Nobody knew that you had that. The yoga teacher didn't tell you that. Marianne Williamson didn't tell you that. That's amazing new information, Bart.
That
praise
is.
Me
yeah.
for taking your stupid question
praise
and
him.
Making it relevant.
Praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise Father, praise.
So you have the shoe bread, and then you drink the living water, and that sustains you.
No, that's not the right question.
It's not the right answer.
Did those people, not the right answer, not the right interruption. Listen to this, Ion. Did all those people who had the shoe bread, did they have living water also?
All of them did, but not 100%.
So that's not required. The shoe bread's what's required.
Then some would say that the manna that fell from heaven, see, they were complaining, and that's where they got messed up. That's why this is not flowing in your house, through your house right now. It's because Moses struck the white stone with his staff to make the water flow. And that was being disobedient, because God told him not to do that. And he said, fuck you, I'm going to do what I want to do. And he did, and it worked. And that caused him to not make the ascension.
Promised land.
Himself. Moses didn't even ascend.
Right. So he screwed up the living water's power by tapping that rock.
He screwed up the ability to retrieve the living water. So the counterfeit for that is they're waiting for somebody to take the staff and strike the white stone again, errantly, except it's not going to be done errantly this time. It's going to be done properly this time.
Wow. So that's new information, Bert. That obsolescence. Great. Everything you ever wrote, all those notes you've been taking for 10 years, it's gone.
He's been taking notes. He's been spouting off crap, and he does. He goes on the Goober Snatcher, and he talks to it, and he gives a presents a problem, solves it, gives the answer, then goes looks up YouTube show with it, and he listens to himself, and then he compliments himself on what good words that were that he wrote about, that he made about, that other people call him. Wow, we missed this entire engagement. Instead of tips, this amazing is going on for babies. And Bart said, yep, that was me and me. I've got to go through it there. It's just me and me. Going mobile. Going mobile now.
I'm talking to myself.